unbelievable football. There's no other way to put it. It was the first weekend in NFL playoff history, Sean, in which all four games were decided on the final play of the game, with the first three coming on walk-off field goals and the Chiefs winning on a touchdown in overtime. Across the four games, 41 points were scored in the final 2 minutes of regulation. 41 points in the final 2 minutes, with, of course, the Bills and Chiefs accounting for 25 of those points. It was, there are only two rounds of the NFL playoffs remaining, but it's difficult to imagine anything topping this.
I can't see it, Paul. Honestly, it was every single game had magic. I mean, it really was. You know, sitting there all day Saturday, you're thinking to yourself, well, tomorrow's probably going to be a letdown. And, you know, for a while there in that Rams-Bucks game down in Tampa, it looked like that might just be a blow-up, but you can never, ever, ever count out Tom Brady. And just when people thought Tom Brady did it again, Matthew Stafford took to the stage and played anything you can do, I can do better. And they end up winning on the last play of the game, and that all built up to, I mean, Paul, the main course for me was that game last night. That was, in a word, insanity, but it was so much fun.
It was, but here's my issue, and you're the sports guy, I am not, but I can't believe that a sport like football, with all of the money and so-called brain power that backs the NFL, that they could come up with a way to end a game that, frankly, is mostly dependent on winning a toss or not.
Yep.
That is just unbelievable. I can't think of anything more unfair than working as hard as you do to get to that position, and it's all dependent. Somebody do a study on it. Whoever wins the toss has a far better chance of walking off the field the winners than the people who don't. So this great game of football comes down to a coin toss when they go into overtime. I can't believe it. I cannot believe that both teams don't get a chance to touch the ball. And after, you know, if they took the ball after the score and they don't score, then we have a winner.
Especially on this big stage, Paul. If that's something you want to do during the regular season, fine, whatever. I look to the National Hockey League. The National Hockey League, of course, has a shootout during the regular season, but they don't put the shootout anywhere near the playoff games. They go until they go. There's got to be a better way to decide a game on this stage at this point in time in the season. I echo your sentiment strongly.
It was just so disappointing. I felt bad. I felt really bad for Buffalo. And leave it to Josh Allen, maybe the least known quarterback of all the quarterbacks involved. You don't really hear a lot about, at least I don't hear a lot about Josh Allen. But he has not complained. He says he's not complaining about the overtime rules. He says, quote, if it was the other way around, we'd be celebrating too. Well, nice of you to say, Josh. That's a good loser's attitude, but I just disagree. We had two great football teams in a great football game that was decided basically by a coin toss.
Yep.
Whoever got the ball had a far greater chance of winning the game and did.
Absolutely incredible that it came down to that, Paul. It was amazing. I heard your conversation with Kelly Rootin and enlightening as always, and it was interesting that they showed the visual. If you remember, Gabriel Davis caught a 19-yard touchdown with 13 seconds left, and they showed the picture of the owner's booth, and it looked to me like it was the Pegula family celebrating crazily, as well they should. You just took a 3-point lead with 13 seconds to go.
Right. What could go wrong?
Incredible. I'll echo what I said this morning, Paul. I think it was the best game I've ever seen. You know, I've watched football for as long as I can remember in the National Football League. I don't remember a game that had as much as that game did.
No, I agree with you, and I think everybody who's talking about it today would be agreeing with you. Best divisional playoff round that some have ever witnessed, ever, watching NFL football. And, yeah, they finished up the final game being unbelievable, but I take that unbelievable to also include unbelievable that after a great game like that, it all comes down to the luck of the coin toss. That just doesn't, it rubs me the wrong way.